Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by filmmaker Aviva Kempner, who is directing the new upcoming documentary, Imagining the Indian, which includes a bunch of teams, but most focuses heavily here in D.C. Hey, Aviva, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Thanks a lot for calling me. I appreciate it. I'm a big fan of WTOP.
Yeah, and, I'm sure a lot of people are fans of your work, too. You know, the Hank Greenberg documentary, you've done great stuff in the past. So why then, let's start here. Why was this the right time for this particular documentary? You know, we've seen that conversation probably since, the early 90s, back when the Redskins were actually in the Super Bowl. Why do you think now, in the current climate, why is this the right time?
Well, actually, the four of us, I'm co-directing with Ben West, who's a member of the Cheyenne Tribe, and Kevin Blackstone and Sam Beverly, and we actually started 4 years ago, but started really filming 2 years ago. So, as Bob Dylan says, the times are changing. I think the very sad and painful recording of the death, of an innocent African-American man, which just broke the bubble in terms of how much that's happening in the African-American community, is now leading to different awakenings. And one of it is that the use of racist slurs for the names of sports franchises are just not acceptable anymore to Americans. And we've been following the Native American struggle. I used to be do legal work in the Native American world and lobbying work, and then I switched to doing filmmaking. So I was glad to be called upon to work on this film with Kevin and Sam. And Ben and I had written a script about a Navajo activist I knew in Vista, and we've been chronicling it, but I have never seen such an opening of awareness to this in today's summer, 2020. There is no way that Dan Schneider can keep the name as it is. I can't even say the name. It's such a racial slur to Native Americans. And, anyone who has any sensitivity of how people should be called. I know I wouldn't be like to be called as a Jewish person, the K word. And we have something in our trailer about African Americans not wanting to be called the N word. And that's exactly how Native Americans feel about it. And that's just got to change. And, what's interesting is there is a tradition in Washington of changing sports franchise names. We had Abe Polin, who both because of the assassination of Prime Minister Rabin in Israel and the high death toll in Washington by gun violence, changed the name from the Bullets to the Wizards, and people accepted that. And certainly, I made a film about Mo Berg, who was once played in Washington, and we used to be called the Senators, and the learners were very good about accepting that if you're going to buy a franchise here in Washington and they're great owners, they're going to be called the Nationals because we don't have senators. Although last Friday we had a great vote. We're on our way to be called, having senators in Congress. So I think there's a whole new mood in the country, and it just isn't among Native Americans or people who were traditionally sympathetic. Racist slurs are not acceptable in the names against each other and the names of sports franchises. And what's exciting, we have Sidwell School here. They've changed their name. Every day we're getting news about different local high schools, colleges changing their names. But, of course, the most outstanding and blatant use of a racist name is the Washington football team. And it doesn't even make good business sense because I predict, all you have to do is look at the news today. As soon as the football season starts, don't you think there's going to be mass demonstrations at any local games of the Washington football team or around the country? In doing the film, we've already been filming the smaller demonstrations of the past, but now people's awareness have just expanded, and you have people like AOC and Spike Lee tweeting out saying this is wrong, and more people are realizing it. And then just think of it, business sense. First of all, you don't want the news covering the demonstrations outside the football game more than the touchdowns inside, right? And second of all, you retire the old jerseys, right? And then you just start a whole new, whatever the name is. So you're going to have, a whole new set of people buying things. And you know what I also predict? that if Dan Schneider does not change the name, the players themselves are going to start protesting. I would not be surprised if some players wear their shirts inside out in the beginning of the season if Dan doesn't move soon.
So clearly, you know, you sort of mentioned, you know, pressure on the league. We saw NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell made on the Colin Kaepernick kneeling thing. You know, the league and most of the team owners
without mentioning,
were
of course, the person who did it. It was like he didn't mention the elephant in the room. But yes, Goodell came out with a very powerful statement. Except he only went, I think, 70%. But still, he made that statement, and that was good.
Yeah, well, I guess my question is do you think, well, you know, Dan Snyder doesn't want, at least he said in recent years many times vehemently that he doesn't want to change it. Are you expecting, you know, maybe if the name is changed, that it would have to come maybe from on high, that the commissioner and the league itself does something about it?
I'm writing an essay as we speak, and I'm calling it Never Say Never, Dan Schneider. I think, you know, the times are changing. He has to hear the pulse of the people, the pulse of people who tweet all over America, and I think the fellow players. I would not be surprised if either players on his own team or opposing teams will do something to protest that name, and maybe by wearing their, you know, our own team, the jerseys inside out. I know that it's a real big thing that last year during the playoffs, Ryan Helsey, who's a proud member of the Cherokee tribe, protested the use of the tomahawk chop at the Atlanta Braves Stadium. I think that's going to end as soon as baseball starts. I just think there's, thank God, a new sensitivity to racial slurs in Native American mascotting. And that's what we're making the film about. Little did we know the timing would be so great. And, you know, the film isn't done. So imagining the Indians, you can go to the website. We're now chronicling every story that's coming up. And I think for just good business sense, Dan Schneider should immediately say, yes, we are changing the name. Or he's facing enormous protests all fall, all winter. And I think among the fellow players, too. Don't you?
Yes, and you mentioned business sense. What about the concept of, like, you know, brand loyalty? That's brought up a lot. Is, you know, can the business?
We have that tradition in Washington. We had, you know, the Bullets became the Wizards, the Senators became the Nats. Look what that did for us. I mean, this past season was incredible. You know. And isn't there an expression, the third is a charm? Dan Schneider would not only prevent great, I think there could be possible violence out of the stadium. I know that once people get wind of, you know, what's happening now is more and more people that are important personalities in society, from AOC, the congresswoman from Queens, to Spike Lee, are tweeting out, you've got to get rid of that name. So more and more people are becoming aware of it. And when the games start up, both in this city and other cities, I believe the Black Lives Matter people and the sympathetic protesters with them, as well as already the Native American community has done for years, will be outside the stadium, and there'll be clashes more so than you'll see on the field. Is that what an owner wants? Is that what I want my city to be represented by? No. You know, the reason I do sports film is sports are used to bring people together, right? And you can have spirited competition, but you don't have hateful names. It just doesn't belong. You know, when I made the film on Hank Greenberg, he used to be jeered with the most horrible anti-Semitic chanting, and certainly when Jackie Robinson came up. That does not belong anymore in sports. And when you have the name of the...
I think the team is on... I would think they're on high alert with all the protests going on. I know, in fact, there's evidence that they are. They took down that statue of George Preston Marshall, who was like the team founder, but was...
But they put the statue down when the red paint was put on it. It was defaced.
Right, right. It was defaced, like a lot of the Confederate statues around the area, and they took it down, and then they retired the legendary, you know, African American player Bobby Mitchell. But that all seemed a little, you know, it was no coincidence that it was right after the protest.
Yeah, but they have to go one step further. They think it's just a Black Lives Matter issue. People see way beyond.
Right.
People have to. Excuse me. Schneider has to realize that it's not just. Let me do this one more time. For both a business sense, because he should worry about protests or even his fellow players rebelling with the racist name that the Washington football team has, Schneider has a great chance of being, again, like Abe Pollin and the learners who both, you know, accepted and went with new names. And just start anew and have a contest. I mean, just think of the kind of publicity you could get, the contest for the new name, buy new jerseys, take the old ones and put them away. I mean, I don't think, you know, Dan Schneider was a genius, made all his money in marketing. I think he's forgetting his roots. It would be great marketing to ask for a new name that isn't insulting, that would not elicit great demonstrations this fall and winter, and start anew, just like the Wizards did, and just like the Nats did. And who knows? He might even win a ring like we did last year in the World Series.
Yeah, that feels a ways off for you know, a guy like me who remembers going to RFK Stadium with my grandfather back in '91 when they last won the Super Bowl. It's been miserable. So yeah, maybe they could use a change of mojo here. Who all do you interview in the documentary? Who, you know, what all tribes? You know, anyone from the team or, you know,
right. So the present head of the Museum of the American Indian, Kevin Golver. The past founder of the museum, Rick West, who now runs the Autry Museum. The congresswoman from New Mexico, who's Native American, except you got to get Kevin to pronounce her name. I always screw up her name, you know.
Okay.
There's a basketball player, a Native American basketball player, Kevin, I have to give you that name too. But what I'm really excited is we're hoping to interview, we have Jamie Raskin talking about, you know, what's interesting, I'm not a football fan. I wouldn't go to, the only time I ever went to the game is to protest the only time I ever went to a football game, even though I went to Michigan, was to protest the war at a Rose Bowl in the late 60s, but I'm the biggest baseball fan, and it really hurts me that the Indians, who have gone somewhat halfway, they got rid of Chief Wahoo on the field, but not his symbol on the clothes, but also the tomahawk chop just has to end. And racial slurs and mascotting does not belong in sports, and it's the biggest lesson we can teach our kids, you know, who play sports in high school and college, that we've got to end these slurs.
So does the documentary, and you know, and I guess your argument you're making in the documentary, does you mentioned the Indians, or you know, you mentioned the tomahawk chop, and obviously, you know, the DC name. Are you guys advocating it just because it has, you know, the word red and then skins in the name, or are you also advocating getting rid of, you know, Braves, Chiefs, Seminoles, that kind of thing? Or are those names, or the people you're interviewing, do they find that, names like, because I guess my question is, I know,
yeah, when do you
there's
stop,
been some talk
right.
of maybe change, well, no, maybe change, in terms of what do they change it to, are we keeping, would you like to see the team, the skins keep, you know, the image and change it to like the Warriors or something like that? Are you trying to say that, you know, even Braves and Chiefs is offensive?
Well, let me start by saying that I was involved in Native American legal suits and activism before I became a filmmaker. And when I became a filmmaker, I worked on Unknown Jewish Heroes. So it's I'm sort of going back full circle. And one thing that out of all of I'm trying to remember what my point is. I was making a point. Just give me a minute on that.
Okay.
You know, it's interesting to me that you could I grew up in a city like Detroit, so we had the Lions and the Tigers. You know, no one
Bears, oh my.
Them. Yeah. So, you know, why don't we just pick names of teams that are neutral? But I have to say, as a filmmaker, I also feel personally responsible. Excuse me. As a filmmaker, I feel professionally responsible because I think Hollywood has been the biggest culprit in showing the stereotype negative imagery of Native Americans that helped perpetuate the allowance to use these slurs as names and symbols. And we just have to get rid of that because it just isn't right. First of all, it doesn't really reflect Native American history, which we will be putting in the film. And second of all, it just gives such a negative depiction. And, you know, quite frankly, the history of Native American people in this country is really a history of genocide. You know, just in California, 90% of the Native population was killed by the white man coming to California. So there's a lot of reconciling that we have to do. And actually, Kevin, Sam, Ben, and I sort of teach each other. It's no coincidence that we're Jewish, Black, and Native American working on this because all of our people have, you know, suffered from genocide. And understand it in a very realistic way in terms of, you know, how it so affected our own population.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you're spot on in mentioning, you know, Hollywood perpetuating the stereotypes. I mean, yes, there have been a few films over the year that bravely took on the issue, you know, like John Ford's The Searchers or Broken Arrow, Dances with Wolves, there's that. But the large majority have, you know, have painted, you know, the Native American as the other, and, you know, the cowboys were in those. And, I mean, I'm sure you'll put it in the documentary, there was the famous moment where Marlon Brando, you know.
Oh, right. She got the, yeah.
The Oscar.
Now, you saw the 3 minutes, right? We could also send you the 17 minutes that we're going to start showing around. You know what's interesting is that, again, I have to write this down the minute I say it. Sorry, I've been up half the night trying to write this because I'm glad that we're doing this because I really think that Dan Schneider right today has to change the name. Or say that he's going to change the name, because if not, it's going to be 6 months of protracted demonstrations outside. No one's going to care about the touchdowns inside. It's all going to be the news covering the clashes outside. It's going to hurt his franchise. And even though I'm not a football fan, I don't want any Washington sports team to be hurt, right? So you change the name, then you fit in the tradition of Washington, where a Poland changed the name and, you know, just sold a whole new round of equipment and T-shirts and hats. And certainly when the Learners came in, they accepted the fact that we are called the Nationals because we don't have senators, although we had a great day with that last Friday, correct? So we're getting towards statehood. And it's just logical that you think of the most positive way you can put forward your team. And what's also helping is I live in Ward 3, and then there's this big movement to change the name of, you know, Wilson High School, named after Woodrow Wilson. And I happen to have worked on an earlier film where it shows how he showed Birth of the Nation at the White House and called it the greatest film, where it was the most racist film.
History,
you know, what,
written with lightning is what Woodrow Wilson said.
Yes, yes. Actually, I could, if you give me your email, I'll show you the 4-minute clip. I mean, that could be another story, because these two people who are going for it are really, really deserve credit for, I think they have thousands of petitions now. You know, in the past, there have been small demonstrations by Native American and their sympathizers against our team. There's a lawsuit that didn't quite, based on legal issues, didn't make it in terms of getting rid, you know, because of trademark issues. But this is a whole different ballgame. And as I keep on saying, because I'm the baseball fan, Dan Schneider has to step up to the plate, or he's going to face thousands of demonstrators at every game this fall and winter. He's going to probably be forced by NFL to change the name. And third of all, he's not going to get the kudos he could by changing the name early and being like Abe Pollin, who's honored for changing the name because he didn't like the assassination of Prime Minister Rabin and the murders in town. And the learners who accepted the Nationalists without any hesitation as a change from the senators, because at that point we didn't have, you know, full voting representation in Congress, although as of last Friday I think we're on the road to it. So, you know, there's a word in Yiddish, Dan Schneider, be a mensch, be a really nice person, and do the right thing. It's just simple as pie.
So how does the doc? Because I think this is an important piece of what you know of if you're going to make your case in the documentary. How does the documentary address what the team always cites? Those polls, the 2004 Annenberg poll,
yes,
the Washington Post poll,
okay,
that said 90% were in the event, all that. Like, how do you guys address that?
It was. We think it's a very. We thought the poll, since the poll came out that supports Dan Schneider's claim. The Native American, you know, it's always different when you're speaking. Okay.
Hey, it's okay. That's the beauty of pre-taping.
Okay,
I'll,
I know. That's what editing's all about.
I'll cut out the pauses.
Since the poll came out that supposedly supports Dan Schneider's position that the Native American community is not opposed to the name, we have found two other polls that are more scientifically taken. And we are interviewing the people that conducted them to dispute the scientific basis. You know, I have a psych undergrad degree. I know that there's a certain standard that you use in terms of the population, you know, how many people you ask and what you ask. And we'll refute it with scientific research of other polls that say to the contrary.
So what is there a way to elaborate on those, or are those polls still being conducted? Like, I guess what I'm saying
No, there's one out of the University of Michigan, which I can, you know, send you information. But just know that since so many people, especially in the Native American community, questioned the poll that came out, since then two other polls have happened, and the findings were completely opposite to what were complete. The findings of subsequent polls show that, in fact, the Native American community is very opposed to the name of the Washington football team. And, you know, there's also a public opinion happening. You have a congresswoman already from Queens. You have top directors like Spike Lee. You have people all over saying, we won't use it. And sports writers in every city are saying, we will not use the name of the team. It is called the Washington football team. And we have a wonderful testimony in the film. I don't know why I'm doing this, only because I've had 4 hours sleep. She works for the USA Today. I see her right in front.
Christine
we have
Brennan.
A wonderful testimony by Christine Brennan, the dynamite sports writer, columnist from USA Today, saying, just one day I looked up at myself and I said, I cannot write the name of the Washington football team. It's a racial slur. I just can't do it.
Now, I know we're on the clock because I'm supposed to call Kevin Blackstone in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So in closing here, I guess the final piece of this, you know, what would you tell, like, I want to end on a hopeful note here. What would you tell,
right.
What would you tell people, you know, that grew up in D.C. or Maryland or Virginia that were fans of the team, have all these positive memories of just going to games with their parents or Joe Gibbs, the Super Bowl years, whatever, you know.
Right.
What do you tell them maybe as an olive branch? You know, obviously, you want to change the name. That's your
okay,
position. But,
you
like, what would you say is, you know, how you can keep those special memories of your family but maybe change, you know, towards what you're saying?
Yeah, I can understand for football fans there's a real hesitation. Since I, the baseball fan in Washington, just think what happened to the Nationals. We won our first World Series in decades. We were called the Senators before, and now we're called the Nationals. Just think, if the insulting name of the Washington football team would change, don't you think our luck might change too? That's what people should think of.
So you think the name is cursed, more or less?
Well, it's cursed by me, that's for sure. You know, and look, you know, and I just hope that we'll look, you know, it's all about people getting along and people caring for each other. And we shouldn't, you know, use labels that hurt other people. And look, sports is competitive, and people will play to the players will play to the ninth to win. But you don't play to insult people under, you know, the banner of a name. That's not the sports I grew up with, and no, that's not the sports I made a film about, Hank Greenberg or Mo Berg. They loved the game. They were competitive. But we can't have any more, you know, the times when Jackie Robinson or Hank Greenberg were facing racial slurs on the field. And that's how it is every time anyone Native American hears the name of our Washington football team. It just hurts them to the core. And I don't want our team to win on that. And I really call out Dan Schneider, who, like myself, is Jewish. This is not how our tradition is. Be a mensch, Dan. Change the name. And you know what? It'll be a great business decision, too.
Right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Again, it's called Imagining the Indian. When do you expect it to come out, in 2021?
Well, we're hoping very much. You know, we're busy fundraising as we speak to have it finished by the end of the year and to release it at Sundance, which has a special, gives special attention to Native American themes. And, of course, we would love to include the story that the Washington football team changed their name.
We shall see whether it happens in time for the documentary.
Prophetic or not.
Or if it's an ongoing, either way, it'll be a very relevant documentary.
Yeah.
A lot of people are talking about it. Thanks so much, Viva.
Yeah, okay.
Now we'll see what Kevin says. All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.